This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Back with another hour of What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains, brought to you by the University of Mary. Where are we? The University of Mary. How about that? Why are we here? Well, 90 minutes from now, there will be a press conference that will be here. And the press conference press release telling us where and when, which, by the way, will be in the Lumen Vitae Center, very near the Crow's Nest. Yes. Very near the Crow's Nest. So if you know the Crow's Nest is, where that wonderful, wonderful meal, morning, noon, or night, can be held. 24/7 dining. Incredible. I've yet to find a campus anywhere that has those kind of facilities.
Oh, gosh, no. You're right.
I'm not kidding you. It's incredible. And, I'm not bragging, but because it has nothing to do with me. It has everything to do with her. My daughter goes to school at Yale. And, I've eaten on campus with her at Yale before, and the food is good. It's kind of, as you'd expect an Ivy League school to be, kind of a little hoity-toity-ish, where they have, meal at all the different colleges and whatnot. And it's nice, but my point is, it's not this. It's not, the pool tables and the many, many table options and the food choices, and oh my gosh, it's incredible. They do it right. If you haven't been on here, you should come on here. We're in the living room of the Tom and Francis Leach Foundation for the press conference, and that's where we're broadcasting from today. Going to chat with some of the folks from the University of Mary coming up here in a little bit. Got some time to talk to you in the meantime, and we'd love to do it at 800-228-0550. That's the toll-free telephone number, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. You can text Todd at 701-367-2054, or me at, that's me, but anyway, 701-226-8503, is the other one as well. Mika, this is from a texter, Gail. Gail says, Mika from Morning Freak Joe Show, just said she wants the media not to cover President Trump Oval Office address because all he's doing is going to lie to the people and people might believe him. How pathetic is that? People still not believe that the media is the enemy of the people. This proves it. Yeah, that's an interesting approach from the mainstream media these days, right? Walls don't work, says another texter. But then they go on to say, you ever hear of the Great Wall of China? I guess that one worked. Yeah, and the walls,
all
those estates, California. Yeah, exactly right.
Before I get back to the call, that's real secure or not, but
right. Before I get back to the calls and comments on a few topics here this morning, we have a little news on the legislature. Craig Hedlund, who's in leadership and been part of the Republican Party, leadership for a number of years, has a proposal to eliminate income tax in North Dakota that's going to be introduced today. Jeff Simon caught up with him and told us this is getting ready for prime time. Here's what Craig talks about that this bill would do.
The concept would allow earnings from revenue to be distributed across the state from corner to corner to taxpayers in a way that we can't do like other states have done. And the other benefit is I think that it'll take the money off the table, so it won't be allowed to be spent in general government expenditures, which I don't think was the intent of creating the legacy fund and proper use of its earnings.
Okay, so what he's saying in there, first of all, is that it would distribute revenue in a way that we can't otherwise do it. What he's proposing is using legacy funds to do that. Now, the legacy fund right now dumps into the general fund. And that definitely is a concern long term because it sort of masks the ability to spend more, right? It's sort of like oil revenue. So much of it comes in from so many different areas that all of a sudden, we'll just spend here, spend there, and you don't, sort of put it into the buckets necessarily. So here's the second part of what he had to say about this idea.
That is correct. This is really the only way that I've been able to come up with that can share the wealth with all the taxpaying citizens in North Dakota. Oil is here, and it's a benefit to the state, and I think this is a way that the public can share in that benefit.
Yeah, so in other words, the legacy fund obviously is protecting a lot of the revenue that comes from oil for stated reasons that were passed by the taxpayers. Question I would have is, you know, I don't remember the precise language of the legacy fund, but it would seem to be certainly this is a benefit for all citizens, lower your income taxes, but I don't know if the rest of the language says that or not. But anyway, good for Craig Hedlund for throwing the idea out there. I think that's what a legislative session is all about. Get some ideas out there, get some debate going, and I would imagine, you know, I've said for some time, given the revenue picture we have here, that we ought to look at, if nothing else, from the standpoint of a story to sell, that we have no income tax in North Dakota, right? You know, because, yes, people say, well, it's not that much money. Well, then, okay, it should be no problem. Let's do it if it's not that much money. But, what would the relief be to the average person? What would that mean? I don't know. I'd just rather it go in the pockets of people rather than be distributed by bureaucrats in a way they deem best for us. Frank in Minnesota, tell me what's on your mind today.
Well, good morning. I wish I could have talked to Donald Trump this morning when he's making out his speech. I would tell him to say walls do help. They keep a roof over my head at night.
Isn't that something? Yeah, good point. Do you lock your doors?
I don't, but everybody knows me, and they know I have a couple guns in the house, so they don't want to mess with me.
Oh, I see. Yeah, your reputation precedes you, so there's no need to. The force that would find anybody that got the other side of the door. But, you know, you make a very good point. I mean, that's all we're talking about doing. And that isn't being rude. Nobody thinks four walls around a house is rude, do they? I don't think so. Yeah, or racist or anything else. What else did you have to say?
Oh, my wife's cousin sent a couple emails from the last State of the Union messages. One was from Obama. One was from Bill Clinton. About they were going to clamp down on Mexico, but nobody does it. They just talk about it, and nobody does not. Now, all of a sudden, Mr. Donald Trump, president of our United States, is going to do something, and now they're fighting him. You know, this is going to bite him in the hind end one day.
I hope so. And somebody earlier suggested the president ought to play some of those clips tonight. Maybe he will. Frank, thank you. Appreciate it very much. Sorry I pushed the off button there before you were quite finished. All right, let's get back to some more of your comments and questions here via text. All right, they're coming in so fast I can hardly keep track of them here. We, as the sane persons of America, have to contact the major news networks by the millions to tell them to let Democrats that want equal time response to President Trump's border wall speech on Tuesday have equal time to response to Donald Trump's ridiculous nonsense border wall speech. Is that from Facebook, Todd?
Yep.
So they're saying they must get equal time. They are getting equal time. Right? I mean, what is this some controversy? I just saw something that said Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer are going to deliver the rebuttal to the president's speech tonight. I suppose it's a matter of whether the networks pick it up as well. I don't know.
Right.
They're not the president. But they do.
Turns out not everybody gets their news from television in 2019. So if you really want to see those remarks, and if CNN, Fox, et cetera, don't cover it, something tells me you're going to have a source.
Yeah, that's very true. Including, by the way, if you're out and about and not in front of a tube, you got it tonight on 550K Fire and AM 1100
exactly.
Flag. 8 o'clock. Yeah. We'll have it for you. Yeah, exactly. Texter says, I'm so wanting him to say we're doing the wall regardless of the people that are against our safety. Use the power he's got. Now, they've been researching whether they can do that as a national security question. So they may be able to pull that one off. Somebody else wants us to know that if you make Cody Parkey's 43-yard field goal attempt, you can get beer for a year. Where do we got to go to do this, Todd?
Chicago.
Chicago. It's a good idea.
What a fantastic bar idea. And never mind the fact that the ball was tipped anyway, so everybody can get off the guy's back. You can't help a tipped ball. But what a great way to turn the negative for Bears fans into a positive.
free beer for a year if you make the 43-yarder. So I think we ought to think about this.
Meanwhile, What's in Your Mind will be coming to you live from Chicago over the next 5 months, till Scott can make that kick.
Exactly right. I get one kick a day.
How many attempts you get? I didn't read that far into the story. I wonder if they, you know, you get one attempt and that's it, or if they let you just keep trying it until you do finally make it.
We know for sure that it was tipped by now, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
In fact, the NFL has actually gone back in the scoring and rescored it as a tipped field goal, not a missed field goal.
Good for him, yes.
Yeah. So it doesn't erase the feeling he had walking off the field. You can never erase that, but, you know, what do you
Another do? Comment on the question of the border crisis. It's going to take another 9/11 to open eyes around this nation, says this listener. Then we will all come together, sing Kumbaya.
We do not need that, but he's so right, or she, or whatever.
Get along for a few months until it blows over, then fight again about border crossing. Welcome to America, right? And the swamp and how they work. Thank you. More from the University of Mary after this time out on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
If your business is thinking about a new location or looking to upgrade your office furniture and design layout, there's one place you should talk to for sure. InterOffice Workspace Furniture. They have knowledgeable experts trained in the fields of workspace design for healthcare, higher ed, government settings, and they can do ergonomic assessments of your current workspace or plan space. Not only that, the team of designers at InterOffice have interior design degrees, which helps them know the health and safety challenges of the building you are in or moving into, so they can help design your space to be efficient, collaborative, functional, and safe. Being the exclusive Herman Miller dealer for the state of North Dakota gives them access to research about workspace settings and what works well for your type of industry or business. The team at InterOffice works closely with you on the project from beginning to end. So if you are thinking about moving or upgrading your workspace, talk to InterOffice Workspace in Fargo and Bismarck, or go online to InterOfficeND.com.
Agriculture and ethanol are one. How do we know? We talked to North Dakota farmers, like Michael Howell from Castleton. How much North Dakota corn goes to ethanol?
Well, the guys that are growing corn in our area, it can get as much as 50-60%. Again, they like having that extra market. Castleton's a growing community. Tharaldson Ethanol Plant's one of the largest taxpayers in Cass County. And then you've got the city tax, too, there for Castleton. It's helped build brand new schools, increased home development throughout the town.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and they benefit small town North Dakota.
It's just a really good economic multiplier for these rural communities, and not just Castleton. Of the four other ethanol plants, they're all located in small towns. And those towns and communities are feeling the increased tax revenue from having those industries.
Keep listening for more conversations with North Dakota farmers about ethanol and agriculture. They're one. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We're back on What's on Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Can't miss a day without expressing some gratitude, a lot of gratitude to all of you, our fine listeners, for making that happen. Thank you very much. And we love it when our listeners go into our sponsors and say, I'm glad you're a sponsor. Thank you very much. We appreciate what you do to, you know, keep this program going. And one of those is our friends at Schweitzer's. I know, you right now your mouth began watering. All I had to say was Schweitzer's. Schweitzer's Gourmet Meats. South Washington, Bismarck, right by Runnings and Dan's Supermarket there. Check out their homemade country-style sausages. They have original garlic, cheddar. They're fantastic. Homemade summer sausage. It is incredible. And if you tell them you heard it on What's On Your Mind, you even get a discount. So they take a little bit off the low, low prices already. They are proud to sell North Dakota-raised beef. They have access to corn-fed, grass-fed, all-natural raised beef processed at the butcher shop and sold throughout the outlet store in Bismarck as well. So stop by, check out the homemade assorted country-style sausages, the burgers, all the cuts and beef and more. Call them if you want, 751-0319, open till 6 tonight, 9 to 1 Saturdays, closed on Sundays. Schweitzer's Gourmet Meats, tell them Scott sent you, and you'll get yourself a little discount. Every day that I'm at the University of Mary is a good day, and we're back. And the president of this fine institution, President Shea, joins us as we speak. How are you, sir?
I'm always great when I'm with you, Scott. So thanks for having us on.
I think we should take this on the road, actually. Maybe, you know, turn this into an act. If we could go a few places tickets to it or something.
Yeah.
We could have a grand time. We've had a lot of fun over the years.
We sure have.
Some important issues, but also in a joyful warrior kind of way, right?
That's right. Yes. You got it.
We must be. We have another big day at U Mary. I know every day is a big day at the University of Mary, but a press conference.
Unbelievable.
At 11:30, and I was told, just be here. That's all you need to know. So you got something big going, right?
I grew up milking cows, and what I've got to say about what we're going to announce is holy cow.
We got another holy cow coming, huh?
Yes, that's right.
All right.
That's what. It has to do with workforce, and we're really excited and thrilled for any way the University of Mary is able to serve, because that's what we were founded to do. When the Benedictine Sisters of Annunciation Monastery came to Dakota Territory, before we were even a state, they came to serve. When they founded Mary College in 1959, it was because there were true, real needs. It wasn't just sort of a dreamy idea. It was because we needed to respond to something that was needful. We needed to begin to serve, and we're still doing it today at an epic level. Yesterday, I spent the whole day with all of our faculty. We've got one of our very best professors sitting right here with us, Dr. Terry Pilling, who teaches in our Department of Engineering, which is soon to be our new School of Engineering. And he and many others were all day in a room, and it filled all of Founders Hall. Those who have been in our new beautiful stateroom, it was full from side to side with University of Mary faculty and staff, and we spent the day stepping in out of the wind, anticipating the return of our students, and thinking about how we can do an even better job at everything that we're doing. And so we're really grateful for that. But it's a wonderful thing, as the leader of an institution like the University of Mary, to look over that sea of people and realize that we're very lucky. We're very blessed here at the University of Mary. We have some of the best women and men that you can imagine in service to students. And all of us feel a deep call to be here in Western North Dakota and to serve the needs of the people of our region and beyond. And so we carry forward that original founding vision of the sisters as best we can. And it's a joy to do it.
I was on the campus when our mutual friend Kelsey Warren and his team from the Energy Transfer Partners Group announced a gift to the University of Mary for this very facility we're talking about. You're talking about a College of Engineering going from a School of Engineering.
Yeah.
And the work of that gift is along with others, and their wonderful generosity is bearing fruit right now, isn't it?
It's an amazing thing to be able to think about how we're already preparing engineers. And I'm so grateful that Dr. Pilling's here to tell us a little bit about what he sees in our students and what the engineering firms and others who need engineers in Western North Dakota and beyond are going to be able to experience from our first graduates when they emerge here very quickly.
And, you know, Kelsey is an engineer himself. And to see him, you know, prior to any gift being announced, on his actually first trip to the University of Mary, came up here, took a tour around, to see him look at the students that Dr. Pilling had was pretty amazing. Jerome, you were there. Talk a little bit about that, just what he saw.
Well, Scott, thank you. It's always good to be here with you. Kelsey saw what we have the privilege, as Monsignor spoke of seeing every day. Students that are seeking to figure out who they are, to be formed well, not only in an academic area, but also in the whole person, mind, soul, body, and the interaction in the seeking of truth. That was very, very beautiful. And you could see his engineering mind as a civil engineer when he stepped into that room and he saw Dr. Pilling teaching and he saw these young people so young and spry, you know, on the doorstep of life. He you could see his heart kind of throbbing and growing a little bit of like, I remember being this. This is what it's about. And so I think that was a moment where there was a beautiful partnership that started.
And, of course, as Monsignor mentioned, now the School of Engineering. Dr. Pilling, tell us a little bit about what you're most excited about this transformation. What what it'll bring for students.
Oh, thanks, Scott. We've had the engineering school for 3 years now, or the engineering department for 3 years now, and we've slowly been ramping up the number of students, and they're coming in droves now. We now have 87 engineering students, and our most advanced students are junior level. We have one senior, and then all the way down through the freshman year. And we have 8 full-time professors. We're going to get 3 more coming in this fall. And we have 5 adjunct professors. And the thing about the students in North Dakota that I think really gives them an advantage in the marketplace for engineers in the future is that many of them grew up in rural communities, maybe farms, and so they grew up learning sort of mechanical skills and hard work ethic. And so when they come here, we can start them at sort of a different level than they would be able to in sort of inner city schools. We can start them at a higher mechanical level. And I think that their work ethic when they get out into the real world is going to show everyone that our engineers are a cut above. And that's what we're trying to do. We're also trying to teach our engineers a lot of people skills to sort of make them culturally prepared for the workplace, to get them out there and have them be able to explain their ideas to normal people and to customers and clients, things that traditionally engineers don't learn how to do in college. We're teaching them how to do that here at the University of Mary.
And that's not normal, right? That's not the typical engineering school. You just come out how you are.
No, that's where we're going to really shine. You know, when I think I've told the story on this program before about how when the idea of engineering first arose, I was really ambivalent about it. I didn't know if it would be part of our wheelhouse. But when the need was manifested, not only just for engineers in Western North Dakota, but to have them, as Dr. Pilling said, culturally prepared for the workplace, ready to go, to roll up their sleeves, to be able to lead a team, to be able to explain ideas to a board or to a group of coworkers, to be able to do that well, to be real servant leaders, we knew we could do that. And you've got to meet this team of interesting people who are teaching our students, because they're like that too.
That's so awesome. It really is. And really, then the opportunities are enormous beyond, you know, the typical opportunities that are there for an engineer. More on this conversation after a timeout. Live from the University of Mary today on What's On Your Mind. I'm Scott Hinnom. Don't go away.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hey, it's Matt, the pizza guy for Pizza Corner Pizza. You know, the fresh new look for Pizza Corner Pizza sure has garnered a lot of attention lately, but one thing remains constant, the same great taste. Just ask Shelly.
Yeah, it's awesome. My family was really skeptical at first. We bought some just to try it, and my son is the biggest pizza lover you'll ever meet, and now even love, so now I'm buying many.
Or Dawn.
I've had the pizza already, and it is awesome.
Pizza Corner Pizza, fresh new look, same great taste.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and a wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mixes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mixes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com, your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump to address the nation this evening at 9 o'clock Eastern on the situation at the U.S.-Mexico border. Something he tweeted this morning is a humanitarian and national security crisis. Earlier, the White House announced that Mr. Trump is also going to visit the southern border firsthand on Thursday. Amid continued criticisms from some corners of the president's plan to remove most U.S. troops from Syria soon, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says, "We don't need that many troops in Syria to continue continue to fight groups like ISIS there.
And that battle continues. The president's decision to withdraw our folks from Syria in no way impacts our capacity to deliver on that.
U.S. House Democrats will today introduce a bill on Capitol Hill that would require universal background checks for all gun sales. This is USA Radio News.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. We've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. Our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days. Then, if rates go up, your rate stays locked. But if rates go down, your rate drops. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
What's on Your Mind, brought to you in part by our friends at the North Dakota Safety Council. North Dakota Safety Council has a big event coming up next month that I hope is on your radar, because if you care about safety, you're going to love this event. The 46th Annual Safety and Health Conference, February 20 through 22 at the Bismarck Event Center, plus 2 days of pre-conference, 18th to 19th. It is North Dakota's biggest safety event. It's huge. 16 pre-conference sessions, 3 first-class keynote sessions, 88 breakout sessions. This is going to be big. So take it in. And by the way, new in 2019, the NDSC CEU approval is here for human resources and the safety professional. So if you need leadership training, they have that too. In fact, Friday's lineup includes 2 tracks of leadership courses. I mean, it's not possible to mention everything. It's amazing. WSI, major sponsor. North Dakota Safety Council puts it on. Early bird rates and January 25th. Check it out at ndsc.org. 27 before the top of the hour, continuing our conversation from the University of Mary. Big press coverage today, and that'll be happening in about an hour, as a matter of fact, up at the University of Mary. So we look forward to talking about that probably later today and tomorrow. Right now we're talking with Monsignor Shea, the president of the University of Mary, as well as Terry Pelling, who is with the School of Engineering, soon to be School of Engineering, now College of Engineering, and Jerome Richter, vice president here. Speaking of that, Dr. Pelling, College of Engineering versus School of Engineering, what is the difference? You two are smirking, so I must have said something wrong.
It's currently a department.
Okay,
it's a department in the School of Arts and Sciences.
Okay,
and
that's right.
It's going to be and it's going to be an amazing school of engineering soon. So we have 4 other schools already. People who are familiar with the University of Mary know that about 10 years ago, we went from departments and divisions simply across the university to 4 colleges. We've got the Gary Theraldson, 4 schools. We've got the Gary Theraldson School of Business.
I infected you with that.
Right. Yeah, the Gary Theraldson School of Business, the Lifrig Family School of Education and Behavioral Sciences. We've got the School of Arts and Sciences, the School of Health Sciences, and then our 5th school will be the School of Engineering.
So rather than a Department of Engineering.
Right. At the moment, we're still building the new building, or we're going to be starting construction on the new building, which includes labs and high-tech equipment and machine shops, which most of which we already have, but in temporary space. So once that's all complete, then you'll actually see a physical school standing there saying School of Engineering.
And what's the significance of that? I mean, is that just from the standpoint of a status, somebody's looking to enroll in the school, what that degree will do for them? Is that all high on the list?
It has to do with the way things interrelate within the university as well. In other words, the School of Arts and Sciences currently supplies core classes, you know, things like English literature and philosophy and theology, citizenship courses, these types of things for all of the various areas. So physics, for instance, which is essential to engineering, is taught out of the School of Arts and Sciences. And so the making a School of Engineering positions the school such that they're able to interact in a very specific way internally with the other various schools and departments in the university.
Trom, during the break, we were just talking about a number of the accomplishments that have come already and what's happening with the School of Engineering. Remind me of a few of those so we can talk to Dr. Pilling about those as well.
Well, it's been amazing to see this program explode. From its very beginnings, as Monsignor said, you know, we were a little bit hesitant around this. In doing the 2030 strategic planning, people came to us and said, this is something that you guys should do. And as Monsignor mentioned, when they started to talk about the engineer that they want to produce that's culturally prepared for the workplace, we said, ah, now we understand. And the great need of Western North Dakota. And so we then started with the big three, as they call it in engineering, the programs of mechanical, electrical, and civil. Just start there, start solid. And I'm not joking, Scott. We announced that we will be having a School of Engineering, that we have this program, that Dr. Pilling is on setting up the curriculums and everything. We have never marketed it ever again. And students are coming to us, and they're coming to us because they're looking for a professional engineer's degree at the same time to have that other side that the University of Mary offers, that it offers the faith, that it feeds the soul, that it helps the person to be formed in who they are. And so it's just really exciting to see all these things happening. And I'm going to be very excited the day that Dr. Pilling says we are accredited. How that's going to happen, I think Dr. Pilling needs to explain to us because I don't even know for sure.
Once again, very important in the academic world, and right?
Right.
Accreditation, yeah.
Well, in order to be accredited, there's an accreditation board of engineering and technology throughout the country called ABET. And in order to get accredited, you have to have delivered a degree. You can apply for accreditation after your first student has graduated, a year after.
And where's that coming now?
Well, our first student will be graduating this May.
Okay.
And a year after that, we're able to apply for ABET accreditation, and then it takes them about 1 year to go through the accreditation process. So it should be about 2 to 3 years from now we'll be accredited. And when we are accredited, all the students who have graduated in the meantime are accredited retroactively. Their degrees are accredited retroactively.
And just so we don't make people panic, at this point we're in a partnership with the University of North Dakota, which is a fully accredited organization in that respect. But it has been amazing. You know, we've been talking about how last year, about a year ago, we announced a waiting list to get into the University of Mary's freshman class. A big part of that was demand for engineering. And as Jerome said, and marketing is under public affairs, which is under him. We've never marketed our engineering program apart from making the announcement. The demand is just there. And that has to do with prospective students who come to the campus and who meet Dr. Pilling and his colleagues. And then they go to other colleges or universities that have engineering programs that might be much more mature than ours are. And we just outshine them. It's an amazing thing. And so the students want to come here. And also they see that we have engineering faculty who are deeply invested in their personal development and in their professional
That's
preparation.
Right.
And also there are tremendous service opportunities. And so I just want Dr. Pilling to talk just a little bit about all of that.
Well, one thing that's absolutely true is that we have small class sizes. As Monsignor said, there was a cap on enrollment on engineering. And so that remains small class sizes into the future, and that allows our professors to have a much more one-on-one interactive relationship with the students. We have a lot of project-based learning where the students will do a real-world project. A lot of them come from companies that we're associated with. We have relationships with companies all over the state and even the nearby states, and they provide us with advice and also with projects for our students to work on that are important. And I think everybody knows that it's a lot more interesting and a lot more educational to work on something that you know is real, a real project, than just some kind of make-work project.
I know several examples of engineering students who, while in school, interned and then end up working for that firm.
That's right.
My son included. Is that an important part of your program, too?
A very important one. In fact, 100% of our students get internships. From their sophomore year through their senior year, they have internships every summer. And that's you'll find that's unheard of among most schools, and that's because we put a lot of effort into going out and getting these opportunities for our students. One thing that we discovered talking to engineering firms is that they usually, I think the number was 80% of the people that they hire are ones that have formally done an internship with them. And so that gave us the strong inclination to go out there and get internships for our students as much as we can. And then once they've seen our students in action, of course, they'll keep coming back to the University of Mary for all their engineers.
I think what's most exciting for me is the recognition of saying, look, by and large, most engineers don't have sort of outwardly kind of, the kind of things you really need to work in a workplace, right? I mean, you just, obviously if it's engineers with engineers, they understand, but to address that specifically to me seems like a great niche. Is that common? I mean, is this a very unique feature for the University of Mary to blend those two together? Or has somebody else figured out?
Well, I would say this, Scott. It's a very good question. Engineers are some of the finest people I've ever met. I have some brothers that are engineers, Dr. Peeling, so many others. They have been accused of being very driven, very focused, to where sometimes it's hard for them to be able to share their ideas with others. And I still remember to this day, Dr. Peeling and I were out talking to donors, and we made our way all the way out to California. And as we were driving along through the desert, Dr. Peeling explained some things to me that he was giving me great insight. He said, you can have the greatest idea in the world, and many engineers have great ideas, but if you cannot communicate them, and if you cannot share them appropriately with other people, they'll never come to fruition, or somebody else is going to steal them, or we're not going to be able to serve in the way that we want.
And I would also say it's more difficult to be a leader. And this is America's leadership university, right? Well, I mean, that's kind of what you're known for, cranking out in your students.
Absolutely,
so
Scott.
Great fit.
I'd echo what's being said here, that some of the best leaders I know are engineers. But it's not sometimes it's innate to their character. It's not necessarily a result of their preparation and education. And that's the difference here. Here, we're putting together a world-class engineering curriculum, which we have an obligation to do, and accreditation demands it, and the market demands it, and employers demand it. But in addition to that, we're making sure that we're providing human formation, formation of the character, formation of the intellect, formation of the heart for our engineering students. And so it's specifically a part of that. And so, for instance, Dr. Pilling and his people are always thinking about ways that they can engage our students in engineering with areas of need and service.
Yeah, we go out into the community every year with each group of engineering students from all years, and we do service events for the community. We built sporting complexes for elementary schools. We've built electric cars for disabled kids. And these kind of things, they use the engineering skills. So they're the type of service that, people that are interested in service won't necessarily be able to do unless they have the engineering skills for it. And so we get our students out there, and that also gives them this moral and ethical sense, because they do something good. And I think anyone who's out there and has given and done service for others realizes how good you feel after you've done it. And once the students get addicted to that feeling, once they get their jobs in the future, they'll remain service-oriented and help their communities wherever they happen to be in Western North Dakota or beyond.
And it's fascinating. About a half a minute left. Anything else you want to tell our listeners?
Like I said, we have a cap on enrollment on the engineering school. The class sizes are small, so if your son or daughter are interested in coming to University of Mary for engineering, they might want to contact us, and we'll give them the outline of the program and show them how they can sign up, even if it's 2 or 3 years down the road.
Fantastic. All right, appreciate it very much. We're going to continue on with Monsignor Shea and Jerome Richter as well, but Dr. Terry Peeling, the head of the University of Mary's Engineering School, is really a fascinating conversation about this program, and look forward to it becoming a school, and look forward to the continued growth, and chatting again soon. So appreciate it very much. We'll come back and do a show from the engineering school. I can learn something from these guys. Don't forget, President Donald Trump tonight addresses the nation from the Oval Office. We'll have it live 8 p.m. this evening, both on AM 1100 The Flag and 550 K-Fire. So tune in. More after this.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming land auctions include excellent cropland in Clay and Yellow Medicine counties in Minnesota, and excellent crop and pasture land auctions in McLean and Walsh counties in North Dakota, and excellent farm and construction equipment retirement auctions in Hazleton, Steele, and Bowman, North Dakota. For more information, call Piper's 877-700-4099 or view all of these auctions and many more at Piper's.com.
Going once, going twice, sold, sold, sold. Have excess equipment? Don't sell yourself short. Attract buyers 100% online with our international bidders list. Sell all over the world, from your location or ours. There are no buyer's fees, and we have auction guarantees. Auction Block, equipped for success.
Hi, I'm Elise Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet in Bismarck. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family-owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet in Bismarck, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Your Northern Region New Holland dealers are proud to introduce the all-new CR Series Combines. They're designed with you and harvesting in mind. The brand-new state-of-the-art Harvest Suite Ultra Cab is more spacious and gives you even wider visibility. Up to three cameras and new lighting extend the visibility around the combine and around the clock. Every new feature is designed for your comfort and a better harvest. That's New Holland Smart. Stop in today at your local Northern Region New Holland dealer and ask about the all-new CR Combines.
A doctor's office visit for erectile dysfunction on my smartphone? That's crazy.
No, that's the best EDpill.com. ED can affect 40% of men by age 40. Now there's a 95% less expensive option than Viagra. After a live confidential video consult with a fully licensed doctor, we ship medicines fast, free, and direct in discreet packaging. Read thousands of five-star reviews. Click the best EDpill.com. That's T-H-E bestEDpill.com. The online doctor's office.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
On What's On Your Mind, 11 before the top of the hour. Don't forget press conference today at the University of Mary. All we know is it is a holy cow moment. It wasn't my holy cow, that was Monsignor Shea's holy cow. I wouldn't have holy cow credibility because I did never milk cow. Other than at the state fair.
You can't designate a cow holy. Can you?
I have milked cows at the state fair, but it didn't last that long. You know what I'm saying? Yeah,
yeah. There's a lot of city boys that try to fake it, Scott. So
I know. I never do.
Don't feel bad.
I did hang out with you while you were changing the oil on your truck, your deer hunting truck. Yeah. So I came close there, right there in the Quonset on the Richter Farm.
He made it out, and Marlon and Patrick, after about 30 minutes, finally accepted him in. So it worked.
And your parents have invited me to the farm before.
Have they?
Yeah, so I maybe should go out there and get some more credibility.
We grant credibility.
Yeah, exactly. one quick note here, and then we'll get back to business. About 5 this morning, Bismarck Police, along with Animal Control, responded to a report of a mountain lion in the backyard of a residence. They were able to follow the animal's tracks through the Zonta Park, through Municipal Park, and into Kiwanis Park. North Dakota Game and Fish responded to the scene. Due to the danger to the public and the proximity of the homes, the mountain lion was dispatched after it was located. I don't know what dispatched means, but I'm thinking it's not good. I don't want to be dispatched.
It might be a euphemism.
You think so?
Yeah. I think so.
We PC'd it up a little bit. Yeah. Very good. Everybody's happy. No worries about the mountain lion. I'm not going to lose any sleep. Glad it's out of somebody's backyard. So anyway, a little bit of news there. Only in North Dakota could we have mountain lions in the backyard, right? Maybe a few other states, but...
Alaska.
And, we dispatched them, and things are fine. So back with our final few minutes here with Monsignor... James Patrick Shea, the president of the University of Mary, and Jerome Richter, vice president of public affairs here. You know, I can't come on this campus and not feel the vibrancy, vitality, the excitement. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's energy here. And this very facility we're in, the Lumen Vitae Center, is the epicenter of it, right? Because you come and you get the benefit of seeing many times of the day all the students all over the place.
So it certainly is.
A lot of energy here. Things are happening.
A tremendous amount of energy. And that energy, of course, spills over. We want to be a good citizen. You know, we have campuses all across the country and all around the world. But Bismarck Mandan is our home. And so from 1959 at the founding of Mary College until this very day, the University of Mary has wanted to be a vibrant and a vital part of this community. So every couple years, Jerome's office puts together an economic impact statement, which outlines the way in which the University of Mary makes an impact on our local economy. And that's really important for people to understand. We're a major employer. We have been growing in phenomenal ways, and we live our lives here. And so I want to throw it over to Jerome just to explain. We just came out with a new economic impact statement talking about the combined effect of the University of Mary on the Bismarck Mandan regional economy in the past year. So the annual economic impact effect estimated at about $198 million.
Oh, my gosh. You don't think of this. You hear numbers a lot, and you hear about economic impact studies, and you don't really think about it. And even you know, University of Mary is just here. You don't sort of, you know, recognize that impact. So I'm glad you guys do this so people understand what ripples through the community.
Nearly $2 million economic impact of one organization on a local community every year.
No, it's amazingly humbling. To be a part of an institution that does so much. And it's because of the goodness of those that have helped to build this place, our partners, the donors, the friends, the community. Bismarck Mandan, from our very founding, has believed in us. Sister Nicole, just yesterday at the corporate faculty meeting, talked about the history of how it was the business leaders of Bismarck Mandan that got the land for the University of Mary and supported them in making sure that they were able to both sustain the hospital and the university at the same time. And so how does this happen? Well, you bring in 530 freshmen, record numbers. You have a population of students of about 3,600. And we're running a budget of almost $60 million in expenses. And so that is how you can start to see the economic impact. And then you have 2,400 or so students that are either living on this campus or living in the community.
Right, and all their discretionary spending.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Pretty phenomenal. Yeah, it really is. It's neat. And ultimately, it's a workforce engine.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, it's these people are going back out there to serve as leaders.
They're going back out there, but let's back up just a moment. They're coming from all over and then going back out there. Yeah. And that's really important to understand. Now, for 6 years running, I think, we have a minority of our students coming from North Dakota. And that's not because our North Dakota numbers are shrinking. It's because our out-of-state numbers are exploding. People come to the University of Mary from every corner of this country, and we feel like our work here is not just to make sure that they're spending, you know, their discretionary funds in our local businesses, but that they decide that this is the place to raise a family.
Yep.
Yeah, well, it's a
and
it's
one life.
If you've not been to the University of Mary lately, you haven't been there. Lot transforming on campus, even in just bricks and mortar in the residence halls and in the Slim and Vitae Center and the Shields Crow's Nest. It's just, I just love it. I'm looking for its equal anywhere in the country. You know, it's really incredible. The offerings for the kids, the 24/7 dining, and really being out of it, and just being a great place to be around your fellow students. So
the key to it is twofold. First, the founding charism and vision of the Benedictine sisters, who were real North Dakota pioneers. And second, almost all of our leadership grew up milking cows.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Holy cow. Look at there. There's another statistic. I bet you can tell me the secret to the crow's nest, and that's the soup, isn't it? I'm pretty sure.
24/7 dining and the Niffler soup.
And the Niffler soup, yes.
If the Niffler goes bad, we lose credibility, talking about credibility.
Right, we can't have that happen. Thank you, gentlemen. Always a pleasure.
Thank you. Great to be with you. God bless you.
Absolutely, Scott. Thank you so much.
Monsignor Shea, Jerome Richter from the University of Mary, we're live today. The press conference coming up. We'll have details on that tomorrow and later today in the news. Don't go away.
Hey, Scott, there are over 100 fjords in your future.
Thanks to you, our good guide, Carol Juven, who's been to Norway how many times?
174 times.
And this tour is filling up, isn't it?
This tour is nearly full.
So we need you to call Carol right now and reserve your spot. My wife Maria and I and our family are headed to beautiful Norway, a celebration of our heritage and the witness of the midnight sun. What is the midnight sun, Carol?
24 hours of daylight. And the Norwegians love it.
See the fjords, hundreds of waterfalls, the majestic mountains, June 15th through June 30th. This will be a 7-day land tour visiting Stavanger, Bergen, Oslo, and Trondheim, and travel 7 days on the west coast to the land of the midnight sun. Call now. A complete packet of information will be sent to you, 800-343-0093. Call Carol and the team right now, 800-343-0093 at Juven Tours and Travel.
Welcome along.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year, and every day more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 76280. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 76280. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280.